I'm Haya Pinjwani. Israel's defense minister overtly threatened Iran's supreme leader. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says he knows Americans are wary of the U.S. getting involved in the Israel-Iran conflict.
I don't want to fight either. I'm not looking to fight. But if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
At a hearing, Senator Josh Hawley asked former Justice Department official Theodore Wald about records that might show if former President Biden actually authorized the use of an auto pen to sign pardons and executive orders.
In the policy paper flow to the Oval Office, there should be a record of what documents are presented to the president when and when he gave his assent to the actions that are listed in those documents, whether it's a judicial nomination or it's a statutory response to Congress.
Well, I think the answer is we need to get those documents. And I just say to our friends in the media over here, you guys need to be asking for those documents, and we need to be asking for them.
One of sports' most iconic teams is changing hands in a record deal. Correspondent Gethin Kuba reports on the sale of a 17-time NBA title-winning franchise.
The Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter, doing so with a franchise valuation of $10 billion, the most ever for a professional sports franchise. Jeannie Buss, whose family has had control of the Lakers since her father bought the team in 1979, intends to remain as governor. Walter is part of the ownership of many other franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, the Los Angeles Sparks, and several auto racing teams. I'm Gethin Kuba.
Today is Juneteenth, which marks the day in 1865 when enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, found out they'd been freed from slavery. This is AP News. The National Transportation Safety Board has provided new details about a deadly May plane crash in San Diego.
Shortly after the crash of a small jet into a San Diego neighborhood last month, NTSB investigator Dan Baker told reporters,
"There was airport lighting that was out that would have affected the illumination of the runway."
Now the NTSB says the runway lights at Montgomery Gibbs Executive Airport had not been working since 2022. Repairs delayed while waiting for an environmental study, although other lights at the airport were working. Flying through foggy weather, the pilot acknowledged,
"Doesn't sound great, but we'll give it a go."
The NTSB says the pilot appeared to try to activate the runway lights by keying his microphone on approach, but too low, the Cessna struck power lines before crashing, killing all six people aboard and injuring eight on the ground. Sound courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles and liveatc.net. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.